I manage to subcontract the dog walking to Becky, who runs a mobile dog grooming business. Mrs. Barclay Smythe was away on a cruise and wouldn't need my services till she got back, and I knew my friend Elizabeth would keep an eye on Tom Carter. Everyone else, as far as I was concerned, could manage without me. I haunted the markets of London, lusting after antiques I couldn't afford to buy for old Nick's. I was determined to keep my money in my pocket, despite Brian's assurance that anything I bought could easily be buzzed down to Devon by carrier, no trouble at all. I went shopping with Marcia, resisting her attempts to drag me to the gym each morning, and we bonded, slightly. We don't really like each other, but for Brian's sake we did our best to get along. Why, after 50 years of contented bachelorhood, he had decided to marry a widow with 2 grown-up daughters, I don't know. To be fair, Marcia is probably an ideal wife for a diplomat. She's fluent in 3 languages, can organise a formal dinner party at the drop of a hat, and apparently plays a fiendish hand of bridge. At first I felt energised by the buzz of London, the rush, but the excitement quickly wore off. I found myself longing for muddy lanes and birdsong.